Hey everyone, welcome to Smash Trivia. I'm your host, Smash Trivia and John. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram by searching Smash Trivia to follow everything happening with me. I'll be the one with the big old green head in the profile picture. I'm so excited to get into this. This is the game of analysis. Basically, in this series, I'm going to review everything Hulk, all the movies and TV shows. Hope you'll enjoy. Smash Trivia presents the game of analysis. I want to ask everyone listening to please do sign for me. Please share the hell of this podcast with all your friends. For this episode, I'm not reviewing anything, but instead, we're having a Keith special episode. But Keith is not included, as Keith is not here today with us. This is the second part of my wedding gift for Keith. So, congratulations, man! And I'm on the wedding, and I hope you enjoy this. Basically, today we're going to do some Keith themed trivia questions. And then we'll go into some memories about Keith and we might do some other things if we have time and then at the end I have some friends who sent in some clips congratulating Keith. All right, so as always, Smash Trivia has a Patreon, so please check that out. We have some fantastic extra content on there that I bet you'll love. The tiers are as follows: $1 a month is alcohol for $1. $3 a month is the reading room with Hulky and Shulky, and $5 a month is Smashing the TV. I also now offer custom trivia games on Fiverr, so if you want to take your trivia game to your game night to the next level, you can hire me. The link to the Fiverr is in the episode description. I am joined today by Keith's real life friend, Liz. How you doing, Liz?
I am good, John. How's it going over on your end?
It's going good. It's nice to have you on the podcast again, and I absolutely loved it. Loved you on the podcast last time when we were doing that She-Hulk episode.
Well, thank you. It was an absolute blast, and yes, I'm also very happy that we were finally able to get back into it. Life is ridiculous, but you gotta find time, and we did.
Yes. Right, and our Hulk Hall for $1, I have Derek Sager, Gabriel Floral, Film Critter, and we have a new patron, Stephen W. All right, and the Gamma Analysis is part of the Blind Knowledge Podcast Network. All right, so it's time for some trivia. So what questions do you have for me, Liz?
All right, I'm getting them loaded up on my end here. I'm very unprepared. I'll be honest with the listeners. I just got off work, and I thought that I would be smart, shed some time off, and call an Uber instead of taking the bus like I normally do. And it turns out, in pure Liz luck, the Uber took longer than it would have taken to just take the damn bus. And it cost more money. Ah, well, that's all right. We're here and it's happening. Okay, let me see here. I'm going to angle this just so that I'm not cranking my head around. There we go. Okay, so I have some funny ones, and right now that it's already happened, and also, Keith, once you hear this, I asked you about half of these questions about 4 hours ago. So I was trying to think of a clever way to be like, I kind of have like some fun questions, but then I realized, oh shit, I don't actually know the answers to these questions. I know I should, but hey. So I thought, what would be a clever way to ask Keith? Just ask him and say, hey, I'm doing something, can you answer these for me? And he did. I said, thanks, buddy.
I last week I decided I had to make this be a two-part thing, and last week I reacted to two of his favorite movies, favorite comedy movies.
That's
on the
so
podcast
good.
And I just beforehand just asked him, hey, what are some of your favorite comedy movies? He had no idea that I was doing something specifically for him.
Nope. I had a funny project. Can you answer these? And he went, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Like, after I put out the episode, he just, all he responded with was just said, you genius.
I'm excited for one of the genius cards after this one. Yes. I've got just like the few fun, like, kind of basic ones I've thought of, and then just kind of like, I don't know, some quirky ones. I will be honest, it's really not a lot, because the more I come to think about random trivia questions for one human being, doesn't really leave a lot. It doesn't really leave too much.
Hard.
But I think the questions that we have are very Keith. The first one that we'll start off with, just for fun, when's Keith's
Yeah.
birthday?
Oh, Keith's
Oh.
birthday. I would so I don't remember the exact day, but I know it's in May.
Okay, yes. A highs or a lows in May.
I'm thinking like I'm thinking like later in May. I'm gonna say the 24th.
Close. Do you want one more guess or do you want me to just tell you?
How
Take
about
one more
okay.
stab at it.
The 19th.
So close. It's the 16th. And there is no year because Keith is timeless. No need. No need. Do we want to do like a back and forth? I ask you ask me, or do we want to just kind of go
I
through what we
don't have
have?
any I don't have any
Oh,
trivia questions
the
for you,
spotlight's on me. Okay.
yeah, so I was like,
Got it. Okay. Then continuing on with that, what is Keith's favorite TV show?
oh, favorite TV show. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking he's the kind of person who would really like Lost.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well done. Yep, it is. Very well done. I started watching Lost a long time ago. I feel like it's one of the ones that I need to like take some time and get back into.
Yeah,
My parents watched it when it came out.
I binge watched the whole series like a few
Oh.
years ago for oh, and it's a great series. It gets very confusing.
That's what I've been told. And I like it's one of those ones where I think it's been out for so long, like you know the ending. You know what happens whether you've seen it or not. So I'm kind of like,
I mean, I've seen it, and I don't understand
no, I'm not saying you understand. You just kind of, they go, this
the
is what happened. And you went,
Yeah.
sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll believe you.
Okay.
In the same sort of realm, what is Keith's favorite movie?
Ooh.
This one I actually didn't know. I did know about Lost. This one was actually a surprise to me.
I'm gonna say Blazing Saddles.
That is a very good answer, but it is not quite. This one's really broad, so if you want to take a few more stabs at it, by all means, go ahead. There's so many movies. Keith's such a versatile guy.
Let me say, how about Jaws?
Another good one. Not quite, no. This, I literally never would have guessed this in a million years. Like, it's wacky. Not wacky. Never would have guessed it, though.
Mean Girls.
It should
That
be. It sure should be.
going
No, close. Not really. One Flew
right
Over the Cuckoo's Nest is Keith's
out
favorite
left.
movie.
Okay.
Yes, like I
Interesting.
said, I never in a million years would have guessed that. What is another fun one I had? Ooh, this one's kind of like it's classic. What is Keith's favorite like snack and beverage? Now I don't know if he answered this as if snack and beverage combo. The way I asked it was just favorite snack and favorite beverage, but I think he combined them into one.
Okay.
Yeah, so favorite snack drink combo, I think is how he took it. So that's how we'll ask it.
I'm gonna say beer and I don't know
You got the first
I
one.
can't think of any foods that I like he would be very like really
Like
like really like
passionate
it.
about.
Yeah.
You got the first one. It is beer
Yeah,
and
I'm not surprised by that since he's many times on the podcast but has been drinking beer while we're recording.
Keith and I do love sharing a beer. It is beer and salted peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Classic bar snacks, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay.
This was a fun one that I asked him. He didn't give me any follow-up to his response.
Okay.
I said, if you could be any animal for 1 week, because I think the whole trope of like, if you could be an animal, it's like, okay, but for how long? Like, you know, I said, if you could be any animal for a week, what would it be? His response, no commentary, no follow-up, a falcon. Oh, I was supposed to hate you. Shit. What do you think it could be? Damn it.
I'm gonna say that He wants to be a chipmunk.
Yep,
Yeah,
absolutely.
that's
I was tricking you. That was all a
yes, you're
ruse.
definitely
I definitely didn't already screw it up.
either that or a lizard. There's no way that he
Yeah.
wanted to be a falcon.
No birds. That's dumb. Not a bird. That's ridiculous. Oh my God, that's so funny. Because I'm reading them and I just kept reading. Like I just didn't
Yeah,
stop.
I've
Okay.
done that before.
This one's fun. This is actually like one of the like kind of final ones I have. I have a
Okay.
couple other just sort of like fun, fluffy sort of ones, but this one I thought was interesting because again, for this one, I also didn't ask. There was no follow-up to it. I just think this is kind of like a funny piece of like Keith
Yeah.
trivia. How many jobs in total has Keith had in his life? The
Oh.
number might shock you. It's more than one. I'll give you that.
Well, I mean, I would think it's more than once, as I know he's talked about working at a toy store. And I know he currently works at a paint store, so
It's true. There you go.
I would hope it's more than one, unless he's been lying to me this whole time.
Is that right? Exactly.
I'm gonna just have to go with the classic, for any kind of number question, 69.
Nice. Close, but no. 17.
Wow.
I didn't get him to tell me what they were. I probably should have. I, in the back of my brain, can name like five, maybe. But yeah, 17. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So there we go. That was kind of quick and simple, but those were sort of my like
Okay.
basic kind of fun ones. Yeah, I've been doing a little more digging. And then it always kind of happens when you do the digging and then you realize like, oh, am I a bad friend? I don't know. I don't know any of these, you know, or and then there's other questions that would just, you know, like dox him entirely. Like, where does Keith live? Like stupid shit like that. So, those are kind of my like my biggest base sort of quiz questions.
Yeah.
And you did well. I didn't know like half of them. And the fact I'm most impressed that you got lost. I think that was amazing.
Just seems like his personality to me, that he would like that.
You knew Lost, you knew Beer. Yeah, no, it was fantastic. Let me see here. What else we got for our boy Keith? I was gonna say, I could talk about the wedding.
Well,
I was
how did the
there.
wedding go?
It was so nice. No, it was really wonderful. Katie looked absolutely beautiful. She looked like a little woodland fairy, as she always does. Keith looked handsome as hell, rocking his suit. Yeah, it was a really intimate, small little sort of reception ceremony. Food, drinks, a couple little speeches. Yeah, no, it was really nice. I was doing really well in the not crying realm. And then the second, like, I saw them, just waterworks. Just
Understandable.
waterworks. Yeah. No, it was really
Nice.
nice. Yeah.
One funny memory that I have with Keith from when I that decided to happen when we weren't actually recording. So after a recording was over, we were just talking for a bit, and afterwards I was still on Zoom. And I don't know how we got into this topic, but we got into a topic of Lou Ferrigno, the 70s Hulk actor, and Mark Ruffalo, the current Hulk actor, going on Naked and Afraid together.
Oh,
And
okay. Kind of like a who would last?
they would be both wearing green makeup,
Of
up, and
course.
they were we actually we talked about possibility of at some point, like, Keith could try and like draw that, which would be
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
hilarious.
Well, now who did we come to a conclusion of who would sort of outlast
No,
who?
we just talked
Ah.
about how that would be a hilarious episode. Oh, man.
That's great. Yeah, I think definitely with filming with Keith, there are a million and one
Oh, yeah.
hilarious memories. My favorite Keith memory, like I said, is actually the first time we met. So many, many moons ago, like oh, 11 or so years ago now. Keith used to live with one of my like partners at the time. And Keith and I had never met. I just knew that my partner at the time had this roommate, had never really seen him, paths had never crossed. If they had, it was, for a whisper in time. And then for somebody in the friend group's birthday, I don't remember who it was. They were all going out to like the bars because they live sort of in the downtown area, but I was not of age to go out. For my fun listeners, age of majority in Canada is 19. I was 18, couldn't go. And
That
I
sucks.
remember, yeah, what sucked more is that instead of even my partner staying back, hanging out, he just left with all of his friends and was like, hey, we'll see you in a bit. I'm like, okay. So then there's me, 18 years old, and then Keith, who was like, hey, like, because he heard everybody leave and then kind of like poked his head out of his room. And I'm just like sitting there on the couch, like watching TV or, doing something as my then partner and all of our friends just abandoned me to go out. And Keith was like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, they left. And he was like, oh, I was like gonna watch a movie. Like, do you want to hang out? And I was like, yeah, sure. And for legal reasons, this next part did not happen. We definitely did not have a few beers together. No, that never happened. If it were to have happened, though, definitely would have been, tons of fun. Wink, wink. No underage drinking here. And we watched movies together, and I think old SNL skits as well.
Nice.
And then when everybody finally like, stumbled back in, and my partner at the time came back in and was like, oh, like all, like, oh, I had fun. Like, did you have an okay time? Like, oh, you had to stay back. And I was like, yeah, the time of my life, actually. And now I'm going home. That was my first introduction to Keith, was yeah, sharing a couple drinks and watching movies and old SNL skits. And that is what I think solidified the entire relationship for the rest of time.
Oh man, that's nice.
Yep.
One other funny thing. So like a year and a half ago or so now, before or actually starting the podcast as. Keith had been planning on during in October doing a reaction series on his YouTube
Yes.
for a bunch of like spooky movies, and he never actually ended up doing it, even though he did actually record him acting to all these films.
I think we have a couple together that I don't think ever saw the light of day.
And one of the films he reacted to was a Nicolas Cage film called Color Out of Space, and he
I know the one.
actually and like and even though he never actually released the episode, he did he cut out a piece of it to send to me because I had asked him specifically for it, because I knew about even though I have never actually seen the movie, I know about the scene. It was this
That's
and this scene is of Nicolas Cage milking an alpaca and him just saying, "You gotta milk the boobs." And I wanted to get Keith's reaction to that.
Oh, that's
And
beautiful.
I need to try. I need to find that clip, because if I can, I might try and like attach it to an episode of the podcast, just
Oh,
so people can
absolutely.
get that. Because it was so hilarious getting Keith's reaction to that. I was so thankful that he actually was he sent that to me. I imagine there's a lot of other funny reactions out of that of him reacting to that film, because from what I've heard, it's a very crazy film
Oh,
that
it's
just
off
have
the
not
walls.
seen the
Yeah.
light of day.
Yeah. No, it is off the walls. Yeah. And yeah, I think in turn reacting, yeah, there's, the multitude of Liz and Keith videos that live on YouTube as well that
Oh
we
yeah.
keep wanting to get back into, but time is sometimes not
Just like
kind, as we
just like
know.
how I think how You want to release a National Lampoon's vacation podcast, but it's not happening. And yes.
Well, in the most loving way, I will put all of that on Keith. Keith has the footage and the audio.
Yeah,
In the most
I
loving way, Keith, you know I don't care.
know.
It'll happen when it happens. Also, well, to the point where, John, when I saw Keith's mom at the wedding, after she gave me a great big hug, she said, "Where the hell is the podcast?" And I said,
Oh,
"Talk to your son." I just show up. I always say, "Hey, Keith, do you want me to help?" And he says, "Nope, I got it." And I say,
no.
Okay, dude, you got this." But
You know,
it's all with love. It's all with love.
honestly, at this point, since I think it's been like probably close to like 6 months and maybe 9 months before since you guys filmed that at all. Honestly, what might be actually the best thing to do is wait until July of this year to obviously because July of this year is the I think 40th anniversary of the first Earth National
Ooh,
Lampoon's vacation film. It
let's
came out in
see.
83.
Oh my God, it did. Oh my God, that's a good idea. July 29th. That's a very, I like that idea a lot. I don't tell. Oh no, now they're gonna know. Maybe it might not happen. Who knows? That's a good one. I like that though. Yeah. Or sort of maybe even like have them all ready to go and then be like, in the spirit of, because I think the other ones came out much later. I think that one came
Think
out,
what like they it
let's
came
see.
out like within a few years of each other, I think, each one of them.
Christmas Vacation came out in 89. I know Vegas Vacation is the newest one. By newest, I mean still like the 90s. European Vacation came out in 85. Ooh, okay. And then Vegas. Oh wow, yeah. So then we jump and Vegas Vacation came out in 1997. That is quite the jump.
I'm guessing it's like almost supposed to be like a reunion sort of film or something. I'm guessing. Interestingly, also like the first three films all have the National Lampoon's in the name versus Vegas Vacation's not.
Oh no, it isn't. That's so strange. Oh, I just found out why.
Is it a really bad reason?
No, it's nothing bad. All it says is that John Hughes did not return for Vegas Vacation as he did not have any further National Lampoon stories to adapt. So basically, it was then just picked up by somebody else. But because John Hughes had the rights to National Lampoon, they couldn't call it National Lampoon. So it was just Vegas Vacation. Yeah. Nothing too bad. But yeah, that's because they just didn't have the rights to the name anymore.
That
So
makes
that's
sense.
fine.
Oh think another like fun memory I have with Keith from not recording. It's not really a funny one, but it was just a just sign this ha happened. I one time I'm last year after the second season of Only Murders in the Building came out, Keith and I actually did a like little private watch party the first few,
Oh,
couple episodes because
fun.
we found out that we both were fans of the show.
I will say, no spoilers. It's on my list. I still haven't seen it yet. I want
Oh,
to
it's so
so
good.
bad. But the fact that you both watched it and liked it gives me good vibes about it. But yeah, no spoilers. But yeah.
I'm not gonna spoil
Excellent.
it. Yeah, I'll just say that the dynamic between the three main actors in it are amazing.
That's what I'm excited about. Yeah, I've seen, I mean, just as a lover of all, comedy and SNL and things, Martin Short and Steve Martin just l loves. And then also just, being a teenage girl in the early 2000s, of course I love Selena Gomez. Of course I do.
I loved Wizards of Waverly Place as a
Yes.
kid.
Yes, classic.
I would honestly say, I think Selena Gomez's performance in this is even better.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, no,
Yeah,
they're
it's
all
so
great. Yeah, I'm very,
and
very excited.
it's honestly as someone who mostly knew Selena Gomez from Disney Channel shows, It was really interesting seeing like her cursing in a cursing in this, and then
In
and
not
like
like a children's
also there's like
program.
scenes where she's all bloody and stuff, and it's like it's surprising seeing things like that, but I enjoyed the hell out of it.
I think it's fun for things like that just because it's like, oh, I grew up, but so did these people. Like, you love to see it. I think a big one for me, total side note, but a huge one for me is Miley Cyrus. I've always,
Oh
always,
yeah.
always been a huge fan of Miley Cyrus. Loved her in Hannah Montana, like all of her solo work. I love her. And it's so cool to see because I think she's only maybe a year, maybe 2 years older than I am. So it's really cool just to be, to see her going from Disney,
Yep.
children's, very corporate, whatever. And then after she was done with Disney, being like, that was fun, but here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Everybody grew up and so did I. And it's like, hell yeah. Yeah, you did. Excellent. Yeah. It's very
Oh
cool to see
man,
things like that.
I
Scary sometimes, but
I
cool.
love the lore between or for Miley Cyrus's new song on Flowers. Oh man,
I don't think it's lore. I think it's so true. I think it's
yeah,
so real.
it's definitely I think real. I'm just saying
Does lore
I
always
love
mean fiction?
the story behind it. I mean, I don't know if lore means always fiction.
Let's find
I
out.
was just meaning like the story in the background of what of
Yeah.
it and like how well it matches up with that Bruno Mars song.
Which one?
Did you
Oh,
not know about this?
I might have forgotten. Listen, I hold on.
So her new song Flowers, ours is there's a lot of lines in it that are basically a like reflections of lyrics from a Bruno Mars song.
Okay.
I think the Bruno Mars song is called like When I Was Your Man.
Oh, okay.
So like this Bruno Mars song has lines like I should have brought you flowers, and she says I can buy my own flowers, and hold your
Oh.
hand, and she says I can hold my own hand,
Yes,
and
okay.
I've give you all my hours, and she's like I can listen to myself for hours.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I feel like I must have known that and then I just forgot because I knew the entire thing being a giant stab at Liam.
Oh yeah.
Like to the point where she wears the same colored dress that Jennifer Lawrence did on the like first like debut red carpet that the two of them had. But yeah, I feel like I must have known that it was sort of reflecting a song. I think I probably just forgot that it was that song in particular. No, it's so badass. I love her so
Oh
much.
yeah.
It's so
Oh
badass. Yeah. And it's also just such a good song.
yeah.
It's just a really good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to it a lot. Like I've been listening to it every day since it came
So
out.
good. Oh yeah. So good.
Yeah, but
Let's see.
the only in recent months it's the only other song that I've listened to probably as much is Antihero from Taylor Swift.
Yes. Another
It's
classic.
so good.
Another absolute classic.
Oh
That's
man.
too funny. Let me see here. Let's see. What else do we have about Keith? Let's see. There is always, of course, the trope that Keith just thinks that I'm forever 23 years old. He thought I was 23 before I turned 23, and then he thought I was 23 after I turned 23, and it just that's always kind of been how old I am. That's a fun one. I realized how we're talking
Oh
about it. We got to make sure it doesn't sound like he died.
man.
You know what I mean? Like, we
I
got to. I was thinking about it. I was like, let's make sure that people know he's alive. This is not in memorial. This is just, hey, Keith.
yeah, just a celebration
Yeah.
of someone who's very much alive.
So funny. Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier and I was like, we'll
Someone who
figure it out. We'll find the balance.
is who within the next week and a half needs to watch Shrek so him and I can review it.
Yeah, I can get behind
Yep.
that. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, we're oh, and this is actually first time I'm saying this on the podcast, but I will be doing a Shrek review, and I'm planning on releasing it on Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, so good. That's amazing. Like the original just Shrek?
Yes, the original Shrek.
If you need a third person, listen.
I actually have a whole bunch of people
Oh, that's
plan on
awesome.
bringing him
That's so
of it
good.
on. Yeah.
I can't wait. That's so exciting. I'm so excited to listen.
Nice.
That's too funny.
Oh, trying to think what else to talk about with Keith.
I know there's it feels like there's always so much, but and then you can just never think about
Yeah.
it.
One thing that I will always be thankful for with Keith is that is he over the past year has really become the person I talk to whenever I have mental health shit that I need to talk about, and he's always been so good to about out being willing to talk to me when I need him to. So I'm just forever thankful to him. One of the many reasons I think he is one of the best friends I have and so part of why I really wanted to be able to get him something do something really nice for him for his birthday.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, I can almost echo that entirely. I think, I mean, I know I do. I think Keith also does. I feel like we're very much on like sort of a sibling relationship rather than just, you know, best friends. I truly think of Keith as like an older brother. Yeah, for, you know, very similar reasons to that, just always an ear, you know, whether I either want some advice or I just want to like, you know, yell into the void and the void happens to be Keith's phone number.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's much more to say about that than just, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
He is he has just been the and the absolute best, but both on and off air, he's like probably the best co-host I could ask for, or he's funny as hell. And one thing from when I from just a little bit after I started the podcast, as there was was the first, I think it was actually the first episode that I had Keith on the same day as I had him on another podcast, as had him on, and I decided to create this whole like joke of oaking beef with the other podcasts. So like
Sure.
I was like, they stole
They
my
took
Keith.
him. They took him from me.
I created this entire like villain arc thing, and I made a video about with using the persona, and then the ad. Keith actually he was really cool about this. It's like he could have found it like really weird that I was using him like that, but
He
no,
wouldn't.
he no, he instead of like being weird at all about it, he was like, he was like, I'm gonna help you with this, and he actually made a clip if that I put at the end of the video that I made, where it's a said meanwhile in Canada, and it was at his work, and he was like in a like closet, and he was like, hey, guys, I'm really scared. And Smash Fury John, I think he's gone crazy.
That's so good.
And then at the end of the video, someone walked in, and he was like, "Oh, hi, hi, I'm sorry."
That's amazing. I love that. That's the good thing is all of the weird things, they're not weird to Keith. Like just go for it. Just do it. Like again, to reiterate, you know, 5 hours ago, I was like, "Hey Keith, can you answer these like 8 questions for me really quick? Cool, thanks. Bye." Thank you.
One thing I've actually tried to get Keith to like start doing again, and he stopped. On Keith's YouTube channel, he used to do a series called, I think it was like, some like it was some amount of push-ups per laugh.
Yes,
That
it
was
was like
such a
each
funny
laugh was like
series.
five
I
push-ups or
loved it.
something. Yeah.
Yeah, that was what I and he hasn't returned to it. He keeps every time I mention it to him, he keeps like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna return to that." I actually like created like a whole playlist on YouTube of different videos that
Oh,
I was for him to react to.
feel like you can't say you don't have content.
I even and like I even like about 9 months ago, made a short video of myself to put into there.
Yes.
Basically, basically, so basically, the video, since I don't think he's ever gonna actually make this like go back to this, so I'm gonna just
Yeah.
tell everybody,
Yeah, absolutely.
this video, was so my friends and I and Keith included, and we have our own version of Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Oh, good.
That's called Boink, Bond, and Butcher. And so I decided to I decided I'm going to be do something just stupid as hell. And so I said, film critter, kid sketches, edges,
That's
and
so
just
good. And then just Keith. That's
yeah
too funny.
yeah you have to choose between a different version of yourself.
I love that. That's great. What was the second one? It was Boink something and Butcher.
Boink, Bond, and Butcher.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's so good. I like that a lot. I want more of that.
Oh man, it was so fun. I love doing things like that, because it's like when I do things like that, I just like I try to go for like the craziest things,
Oh,
and trying to
yeah.
make people do like have to decide between the craziest things. I remember, there was like like almost 2 years ago now, there was this show, this Marvel show going called What If, and there was a zombie episode of it.
Ooh.
I was like, I had my friends try to do Boink, Bond, Butcher with zombie versions of characters.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I love
Oh
stuff like that.
gosh.
No, I think it's great. That's so funny.
On my Patreon, I do a Smash or Pass series, of which Keith
Oh,
is the one
yes.
who always or usually is the one who's picking out all the people for me to do Smash or Pass with. One of the times I think was he's done that I think was most hilarious, but also was probably some of the most torture for me, was he had me doing it with IKEA furniture.
Ooh,
I'm like,
okay.
I don't know what to say about these things. How am I supposed to make jokes about
I've
these?
never thought of them like
Yeah,
this.
I don't know how to make these jokes about these things.
That's amazing. That's too funny.
Oh man.
Leave it to Keith.
Yeah.
Leave it to Keith. That's
Oh.
hilarious.
Do you have any other moments you want to talk about?
I feel like there's like just so many, and then you're like, well, what do we have? I think one of the another funny one is if you go back into the archives of Liz and Keith on YouTube, we have one video where we sort of talk about, like having sort of better like habits just in general. And I think one for both of us, if I'm remembering correctly, was cutting out sugar.
Oh
And we'd say, we'll kind of report back. And if you notice, we never reported back
I wonder why.
because I can't speak for Keith, but I'm just gonna let you know on a little secret, didn't work. Lasted like a week and it just didn't work. It's
I think that it's that I'm not very surprised by that, based on our conversation last time you were on about the Canadian and candies.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, no, very
Man.
funny ones like that. It's very sort of easy to tell when we do or do not keep up with something. You just need to go and look at the last time we talked about
Oh
it. And if you never hear about it again, it
yeah.
probably didn't go as
Oh
planned.
man, some videos from Keith's YouTube channel that I highly recommend people watching is one of them. It was one of the ones with you where Keith is trying to I think it was Keith Keith was trying to guess Harry Potter films while you
Yes.
it was great.
Yeah.
That was great. And another one is where Keith had his mom playing
Oh
GTA.
my gosh. Keith and his mom playing GTA is genuinely a video that I go back to at times.
It's
Like,
so good.
if I'm kind of down or if like I want to laugh, that is one of my go-tos in my sort of like feel
Oh
good
yeah.
playlist because Keith's mom. Also, just coming from me, knowing this woman in real life, Keith's mom playing GTA is one of the funniest
Oh
things
yeah.
that I think
It's
everybody
so
should
good.
witness.
It's
Yeah.
so good. Oh
Yep.
man. Oh, one thing that I've mentioned this multiple times on the podcast, but the podcast is actually something that originated on the podcast, but one of the biggest like inside jokes on the podcast that asked is Hulk's kicked up ass, and that
Okay.
joke actually
Yep.
came from Keith's ace now wife wife Katie as they were as he was watching Archie the 70s Hulk. She was just reading a she looked up from her up from her book and just saw Lou Ferrigno's O's ass on screen. It was just like,
Just double
damn,
cheek
he
up.
kicked.
Oh, that's so funny. That's
And I
excellent.
like made that be part of the podcast after that. After he mentioned it one time, and I mean I was and I loved it. A viewer liked it, so I was like, all right,
We're
we're
gonna
gonna
make this
make this be a
happen.
thing.
Yeah.
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 That was great.
I love that.
Would you like to do some Mad Libs? I was using and trying
Yeah.
to
I
put
was gonna
Keith
say,
into them.
I was gonna say, yeah, we had talked about this, offline, is I think
Yes.
what the influencers call it. But yeah, I'm very
Well,
curious as to what you mean by this.
do you not know what Mad Libs are?
No, I do. I
Okay.
do, I do. Are we just
So
gonna
I'm
like
just
do a
like,
Mad Lib, but
yeah,
just
doing Mad Libs and trying
okay?
to we'll like put Keith's name in there and
Oh,
then like
perfect.
pick
Okay.
and do like and if there's any kind of like words or words that we can think of that have to do with Keith, we can put
Okay.
those in as well.
Excellent. Do I know what Mad Libs is? Come on, John. I was born in the 90s. Of course I know.
I'm going to share my screen and
Perfect.
to and do you see this Mad Libs site?
Let me see here. I might have to change my viewing options. Oh no. It says that you started sharing your screen. I'm wondering, it might need to load. Me
Okay.
one. Oh, there we go.
All right.
Oh yeah,
So
this website's right from 2004.
oh yeah.
Looks older than that, I'll be honest. I
Yeah.
love it. I love
So
it.
what story do you think would be a good one for us to
Ooh.
try?
I think we have to start with Can I Have Your Daughter's Hand?
All
I mean,
right.
it's about the, wedding,
Yeah.
marriage. I think we.
Okay, so
Oh.
I think to start out we'll have to have that the name be the silly name be Keith.
The silly name is Keith,
Yeah, he's
absolutely.
just, his name
Yep. The
is
silly name is
silly, I
Keith.
guess. All right, a silly word.
See, I just turn into an absolute child with these because silly
Yeah.
word, my first instinct was poo-poo. That was my first instinct.
Hey, if you want to do poo-poo, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll do poo-poo,
All
sure.
right. Okay. A
Ooh, a
verb.
verb.
Huh.
Your daughter's hand. Let's. Verb for verb for verb. What's a Keith action? I want to do like filming or like podcasting, but I don't know if the ing will mess it up.
How about
grammatically.
how about like draw?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a very good one.
Right, a noun.
Let's do camera.
Okay.
That's very Keith, in my opinion.
Yeah. A body part plural. Oh God. Oh
See, this
God.
is what I mean. Immediately, I turn into a fucking toddler with these kinds of things. Let's
Nipples.
see. Perfect. The next one's female name,
Oh,
so
Katie.
Katie, I'd like to apologize if you ever listen to this. I don't think you will, but if you do,
Probably not.
I'm so sorry, my sweets. I'm so sorry.
Oh God,
Verb
I
ending in
really
ing.
no, it's
Nope,
in
ed.
ED.
Forgot how to read for a moment. Verb ending in ed. We could do. Let's see. We could do. What about verb ending in ed? We could do filmed.
Yeah.
I'm nervous because we have nipples, Katie, and filmed right in a
Oh
row.
God. Oh
Right
God.
in a row. Oh, all right, noun.
Oh man.
I'll leave this one all you.
Okay.
I feel like I've kind of like taken the reins for a couple, so we'll leave these all to you. Well, the next few will be yours.
Let's
We already
see.
know what we have to put for the number down there, so that's easy. That's an easy one.
If you notice us any kind of glitching on my camera,
I've noticed a little bit. I wasn't gonna mention it.
I don't know what the problem is.
That's all
I
right.
just bought a new webcam because of this problem.
Oh
I think it's
no.
a problem with Zoom. I gotta figure out what the hell that
Oh,
is.
yeah. I was gonna say
Oh
my minor knowledge
God.
of IT was I was gonna ask if it was plugged in well, but yeah, no, it's all good.
I'm just gonna turn off my camera for now
Sure.
because it's just really getting annoying.
All good.
Let's see, noun. I'm trying to think. What would
I know,
I
right?
can't. I
Because we I
can't
want
think
to
of much things
I mean,
related to Keith.
let's
Beer.
do, yeah. Perfect. Now plural.
I guess salt and peanuts.
I was literally I was thinking that. I was like, you know what? If we're gonna go off of that, yeah. Salted peanuts. Verb. See, the verbs are the tricky ones.
Yeah,
Verb for verb. I don't know. Let's just throw in a standard. Do run. I don't know. It could be
Cool.
funny. I don't know. Could be good.
Yeah.
Noun. Another noun. So many. Wedding ring.
Okay.
Why not? Occupation will be an interesting one. Whose do we pick, or do we just like make up an interesting one?
I'm gonna go for I think he what would be funny is to go for one of his previous his jobs was a toy store
Ooh,
worker.
yes. Excellent. And what's also fun is that is also where Keith and Katie met.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. That could have been a good trivia. Oh well, whatever. Next time. Yeah, we already know the number. Perfect. Good.
Verb.
Another one.
Splash.
Oh yeah, good. Okay. Ooh, right
So I have
after.
no idea how it doesn't really fit with Keith, but okay.
No, that's okay.
All right,
I already know
silly
what I want.
word.
I already know what I want for the last one. So you do the silly word. I already know what I want for the silly name.
Okay.
No
Silly
pressure.
word. We'll just go. I'll just go with sorry, it's I that relates to it's me. Splash.
Yeah, excellent. And I think for silly name, we need to go with Keith's lovely sweet kitty noodle.
All right.
Yeah. Oh boy, I'm very excited.
All right, let's
Are
go
you reading it?
mad. We can do like every other line or something.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
So much shorter than I thought it would
Yeah.
be. All right, take it away. Take it
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Keith Poo Poo.
Oh, I guess that's me. Will you let me draw your camera? Ever since, oh yeah, do we, here. Let's just do every like grammar break. So you take it away for ever since.
Ever since I had laid, oh God, nipples on Katie. Oh dear God. I'm so sorry, Keith.
Oh, I have filmed madly in love with her.
I wish that she will be the beer of my salted
Oh.
peanuts, and that someday we will run happily ever after.
That's very sweet. I have a wedding ring. I have a wedding ring as a toy store employee that pays $69 each month. Nice.
Wow, I feel like this is probably a toy wedding ring. If you're only getting that much money per month.
Yeah, absolutely.
I promise to splash Keith, advice, Katie, with kindness and respect.
Oh,
Oh
sincerely, Smash Noodle.
God!
That
Oh
was
God!
beautiful.
That
Oh,
was something
beautiful. All right. I
else. All
picked
right.
the first one, your choice.
That's
While you
all right.
take a second to pick, I'm gonna grab my drink. I've got wireless headphones though, so I'll still be able to
Okay.
hear you. I think my cats were fighting.
Think Henry and the Devious Designers. Holy shit,
Oh.
this is a long one.
Uh-oh. All right. All right, take it away.
First we have a number, so
Yeah,
since
maybe.
we did 69 last time, let's do 420 this time.
420? Yep, absolutely. You have to.
And for a country, it's gotta be Canada.
Yay! Excellent.
Noun.
Let's think. Just a classic noun. Oh, let's see. Noun. There's so many of them, yet my brain always breaks when I have to think of one. Person, place, or thing. Person, place, or thing. Let's do Funko Pop. Just one.
Okay.
A Funko Pop. Why not?
All right. And we
We have another
another
country.
country.
Throw the states on there.
Yeah.
There you go. One for each of us.
Government position.
Oh,
What? This could be a weird story.
wait, this might make it go one of two ways. I'm thinking very like general in government position. Janitor. 'Cause you could be the
Okay.
janitor at like the House of Commons or like the Senate. Janitor, why not? It
All
might go,
right,
it
and
might be
then
stupid, but oh,
Keith,
perfect. Yep. Excellent.
an adjective.
See, I just want to say like stinky. Like I literally turn into a 5-year-old.
I'm
You
thinking
pick.
afraid.
Ooh, better than stinky, that's for sure. Yeah, go for it.
Occupation plural.
Plural. Occupation plural. What is either funny or Keith related? Let's We could do painters plural.
Yeah,
Eh,
painters.
kinda. We're on the cusp of the Keith universe.
Noun.
Another noun, goddamn. Picked the last noun. You're up for this one.
Let's see. How do you think Keith feels about stereotypes about Canada?
Pretty good. I feel like a blanket statement is Canadians know that we're just as ridiculous as everybody thinks we are.
Maple syrup.
Beautiful. Good. And hey, I wouldn't say stereotype. I would say, well, no, I wouldn't actually say delicious because I'm not a sweets kind of person, but like it's people that like it probably enjoy it. Adjective, you just had maple syrup. We have to do sticky. Like we have to.
All right.
You gotta. Another plural occupation. Jesus.
What the hell?
I picked the last one.
I must say artist.
Ooh, yep. Because they both are.
An adjective again.
Another one. Let's do another adjective. I'm also getting nervous because I just looked down a couple and realized that I don't remember what a superlative is.
Yeah, I don't know what a
Hold on.
superlative is either.
I'll get it for us 1 second while we think of the adjective. Superlative. What? That makes no sense. Superlative definition. Oh. Oh, whatever. For
I'm
an
gonna
adjective.
say a
Yes.
since we have both I guess within this story he's a janitor, a painter, and an artist. I'm gonna say as an adjective, overworked.
Oh, we're looking out for our buddy. I like it. I like it.
Plural noun.
Let's do, if we want to keep it in sort of the realm, let's do beers, plural.
All
I'm getting nervous because I'm still finding not much on what a superlative is. And it's coming up.
I feel like it should be easy to find this out. Why?
It says superlative, and I googled superlative definition. Full honesty here, people, I forgot what it means. And it says of the highest quality or degree, not what I wanted. In the grammar form, it's expressing the highest. Oh, expressing the highest or very high degree of quality. Okay, for example,
Oh, okay.
bravest, best. Okay, so, okay, yeah,
But
I understand. I gotcha, I gotcha, I gotcha.
first we need
But an
an
adjective.
adjective.
Let's do adjective.
Since we know you want it, let's just do smelly finally.
Yeah, smelly redemption. It's
Oh,
just funny. It's so
my
silly. Okay, a
God.
superlative, now that we know what it is, and we definitely knew this whole time.
Let's see.
Yeah, it would be like greatest, best, superlative ending in EST. Let's see here. We could do, ooh, if I may, let's do funniest.
Okay.
That is definitely Keith and Katie.
Yeah.
Katie's fucking hilarious, by the
Oh.
way. If you ever get a chance to chat with her, oh my gosh, she's so funny. Back to the nouns.
Nouns.
Noun we could do, because these are just the fillers. The ones where they're sort of more descriptive is much funnier to
Yeah.
make them Keith-esque.
I must say, just because I've had one time where I was on a Zoom call with Keith, and he put a snowman thing over his face. I'm gonna say snowman.
Absolutely do it. That's hilarious.
And
Female
then
name,
Katie.
Katie always.
We could do this as a friend's one and put you in.
Oh, yeah, if you want. Hell yeah. All right. Adjective
Adjective.
again. Let's see. I'm like looking around my room for like inspiration.
Yeah.
Adjective we could do. What a job. What a job to have.
For those who are listening, think I can't see what I just did. I did. There was another occupation one, so I just wrote lizard.
Perfect. And for those that don't know, my name is also Lizard. Let's do adjective, description of a noun. Let's do.
Horny.
Sure. This is all going to tie in at some point, and I am nervous. A verb.
Oh God.
Let's do hug.
Okay, hug.
That's wholesome.
Yeah. Not sure how it did a thing here, but
Don't know.
okay.
I don't know. That's the fun.
Noun.
Noun. Computer.
All
Why
right.
not? Yeah. All right. I did the first two nouns and verbs. You take over the second because they're right back and right in front of each other is what I was trying
Cat.
to say. Yes. Excellent.
Cute. Wait, no, that's verb is not for that. That's an action.
I was going to say you can do cute for the adjective.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw cute down in the adjective after. Perfect. Verb.
Scratch.
Ooh, okay. All right, an adjective for me. Let's do adjective. Soft. Going in the
Okay.
realm of the cat and the scratch and the cute and the soft, because those
All
are three
right.
things about cats. Noun plural. Already did that. See, this is sometimes a struggle with the longer ones because it's like I've exhausted
Yeah.
all of my knowledge of words. Plural noun. We could do. I think back to their wedding. There was a cake. Cakes-a.
Okay.
Meh, not the strongest one, but still a good one. This next final one, I'm very interested in how this is going to play out. For those
Piece of
listening,
literature.
yeah, a piece of literature. Like any?
I'm thinking thinking for the piece of literature. We'll just go with with Keith's favorite movie since
Oh
One
my
Flew
God.
Over the Cuckoo's Nest is actually based on a
Yes.
book.
Excellent. I was actually thinking something like that, or I was going to say like the Marvel comics, or like, because in my opinion, that is also literature. There's words in it. It's literature. I don't care. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah, sure. Like it's like, yes, C-U-C, yeah, you got it.
All
Okay.
right,
Oh
let's
God, this
go
is going to be,
mad.
oh
This is
boy,
gonna be a long one.
this is going to be a good one. All right.
Actually, not as long as I
Oh
thought it would be.
my
Okay,
God. All
just
right.
used a lot of words.
All right, take it away.
The year is 420, and Canada's Funko Pop with USA is history.
Oh shit. In his continued efforts to outdo the janitor of USA, His Majesty King Keith the Oh, I actually know Roman numerals. Hold on. The eighth, I think?
Yeah, I think that's the
Because
eight.
I think a V is five. Uh-oh. My
Yeah, I
carpentry
believe that's
professor
eight.
will not be pleased if I forget that. Hell yeah. His Majesty King Keith the Eighth has invited some of the country's most, oh, this is a really long sentence, has invited some of the country's most afraid painters to create for him a maple syrup fit for the most sticky of all artists, himself. I feel like you just get like the
Okay.
next entire paragraph
Yeah,
after
sure.
that one. Take it away.
Unfortunately, His Majesty's overworked beers ears are turning in earning his once smelly kingdom into Canada's funniest snowman. In the act of desperation, Queen Liz has
Me.
conceived a horny a Dutch lizard to
Ooh.
hug her husband's beloved country with a much needed computer.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to take the next bit?
Sure. Only three things stand in the way of this happening. The lizard's easily offended cat. Yeah. A pair of painters who may or may not be what they seem, and the king himself. Take it
Scratch
away on
all
that final
this.
one.
Ace and some cute and soft cakes in our One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What? Okay. I think that last line like made the least
That,
sense out of all.
yeah. And that
Cause
wasn't even our fault. That
I
was just
don't
a
yeah,
weak ending sentence.
I'm wondering what situation would the piece of literature even worked? Any what pieces of literature could they do where it would even make sense within the
Something
story?
all this And some something something in our. I have no idea. Well, oh well,
Well,
that middle part though was strong.
do you want to do
That
one
was fun.
more,
Yeah,
Autumn?
let's do one more to round it off.
All right. All right.
That's
All
so
right. What
funny.
do you want to do for this last one?
All right. It's got to be a good one. The pressure's on. Let's see. Ooh. I'm kind of just drawn to dragons.
Okay.
That's, yeah. Oh, look.
This is a very
Short and
short one.
simple.
Okay.
Ooh, a color.
Do you have any idea what Keith's favorite color is?
Oh, fuck. I want to say, Keith, don't get. I want to say green? Maybe. Like a forest green, maybe.
Okay.
We'll find out. Forest green. Another superlative.
Okay.
And now we know what it means. I mean, we've known the whole time.
Okay.
Duh. Duh. It's probably ending in EST. We could do. You know what? Let's just throw a whole wrench in it. Let's do creepiest if we could.
Creepiest.
Why not? Why not?
All right. An adjective.
I've got a Halloween tattoo. I'm all about the spooky vibes. Let's make it creepy. Why not?
All right.
Adjectives. Your turn for this one.
Let's see. Thinking, draw.
Okay. Body part
All
plural. Okay. So listen.
right.
We know what needs to be done. We did nipples last time. We know what we have to do.
Well, there are a
There are
couple of
lots of, there
choices.
are many, 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 many body parts. Again, I immediately turn into a little kid.
There are a couple different naughty choices that you could do.
There are. Do we want, oh, okay. Well, now here, hold on. Again, for those listening, the one we're on right now is body parts plural. But immediately after that, we have just body part. So we
Ooh.
do have two choices here. We can go really, childish for one. And then just like generic for the other. But the real question is which one? Which one should we be, silly about? And then which one should we just pick like elbow or something? Which is funny enough, usually my go-to body part when it's not, like a funny, inappropriate one, for some reason, my go-to body part is elbow. No idea why.
Don't know.
So which one do we want to make, the dirty one, and then which one do we just want to make something normal?
I say let's do the plural one as the dirty one.
Okay,
And
all
like,
right.
and I'm thinking penises.
Perfect. Perfect. You
Multiple
have
of
to.
them.
All of them. So many. You have to.
All
And then
right.
for the normal one, yeah, just elbow. Why not?
Okay.
The least attractive of the body parts. Well, actually, no. Depending on who you are, we don't shame here. You could like an elbow. Not for me. Not for me personally. A noun. Back to basics.
I mean, since there's not any place for an actual name, I'm thinking just put Keith in the noun place.
A noun is a person, place, or thing. Keith is a person,
Yeah.
absolutely. Perfect. Ooh, an animal plural.
Animal. And Keith said a falcon, so
Oh my
we'll put
God,
falcon
yes.
here.
Multiple though. More than one falcon.
Falcons.
Well, three adjectives in a
Oh,
row. Holy
God.
shit. All right, let's just start thinking. I would like one to be fuzzy.
Oh no, these are adjectives, not fuzzy is not fuzzy is not adjective is an action.
No, an adjective no,
I
an adjective describes a noun.
oh then I messed
Yeah.
up earlier with the draw.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. That's okay. Who cares?
Okay.
I didn't even notice that.
Then we'll do fuzzy there.
Perfect, perfect. I did not even catch that myself. All good. All good, my friend. All right, then you take away for the next one.
Grouchy.
Let's do. I just looked down and I saw I have a big giant like ramen bowl sticker. Let's do spicy.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you pick the final one to round it
All right.
off.
I have an idea for one, but I need to figure out what the word is for it.
Okay. What are we thinking?
So the so what I'm thinking is like I based on how like Keith I'm basically throwing him under the bus here, but
Perfect.
how he always is always like when something is to be like his thing, like the National Lampoon's Vacation podcast, those reactions for YouTube, like he puts them off for a while. He takes a while to release things.
Oh, he
What would yeah,
procrastinates.
procrastinator.
Yes. We love you, Keith. It's all with love. I'm just as bad. You know that. It's all with love. Yep. Procrastinate is a really
Is
good
that
one. Procrastinate, procrastinate. Procrastination is procrastination. Procrasti.
why is my computer not think that's a word? That's weird.
I
Whatever.
hate when something I've been dealing with my phone recently, because it's kind of older and I need to get an update or a new one or something, is the like autocorrect has just given up. I can be like one letter off and it's like, nope, I could never be able to understand what you're trying to say. And I'm like, I'm one letter off. Like, you know. Okay.
All right,
The
so let's
final one, let's take it away.
go mad.
This is dragons.
All
Oh
right.
my
The forest green dragon is the
God.
creepiest dragon of all.
I already love it. It has fun. Never mind.
Oh,
And in a swift left turn,
God.
it has fuzzy penises and an elbow shaped like a Keith.
Now we'll shake like a Keith. Okay.
Easy.
It loves to eat falcons, although it will feast on nearly anything.
Okay. It is grouchy and spicy, much like me. Oh, no, that's it. That's my sentence. It is grouchy and spicy.
You must procrastinate around it.
Ooh.
I that's not exactly what it says, but I
Ah,
made
we
it to
know.
sound right, sound actually right.
They can't see it. It's fine.
Or you may end up as its meal.
Damn.
That was something.
Grouchy and spicy. I like
That was
that.
like our least Keith related one.
But it kind of made the most sense. So what does that
Yeah.
say? So what does that say about Keith?
Oh God.
Oh, that's excellent. I love
Oh
that. That was
man.
too fun. Like real talk in terms of Mad Libs, I oftentimes will torture my roommate because our, I have to whisper it, our Google. Also, sorry if that triggered anybody's, you know what, homes. Does like trivia and like Mad Libs and like different games like that. And one of my favorite things to do is to force my roommate to do them with me. I get much more pleasure and fun out of it than he does. He's a great sport. But I absolutely love things like this and I will until the day I die. I think they're so silly and so funny. Yeah. And for those at home, if you want, I don't know about Alexa. Again, didn't mean to do that, but I don't have one, so it doesn't matter. If you have either, what is it called? We'll just call it a home device thing. Ask yours to play Mad Libs with you. It's very fun. Or don't. But I think it's a great time.
Now, I actually have I have a friend who a friend who also by happenstance names John is who has his podcast where where each episode he does he has a guest on and he'll do trivia questions from their favorite film.
Yes, I
And
love
then
that.
after that they after that he takes a scene from that film and turns it into a Mad Libs. is for that.
Oh, that's fun. I love that
Yeah,
idea. That's great.
after this episodes are over, I'll give you like some information, like
Yeah, please
contact him, because
do.
I bet you would be have fun going on his podcast.
I love stuff like this. It is
Oh
so fun
yeah.
and silly to me. I love it. I always want to do stuff like this.
Since this was such a short one, do you want to do one last one?
Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
I have no reason to get off offline, so I'm
I
fine with
was gonna
doing
say,
plenty.
yeah, full transparency. I gotta work in the morning, so I'm down for one more, but yeah, no. I picked the last one, so this next and final one, no pressure. The final one's on you, John. No pressure.
Let's do My Dream Man. Oh God.
Sounds good.
All
Okay,
right.
okay, okay. Ooh, we got some. Sorry, I'm reading ahead. I'm very bad for that. I won't tell them though. They'll have to listen and wait. Fucking
All right.
adjectives. We both struggle with the adjectives.
Yeah.
Adjective. Yeah, full transparency for those listening. For things like this where it's like a descriptive, I just kind of like look around my room and I'm just like looking at stuff. I'm like, what can I pick? Adjective. Nope, that's an. Oh no, an adjective could work. No, that is an adjective. Okay. There's two in a row. So
Is.
you do one, I do one, I think is kind of what we've sort of established here.
Wooden.
Oh, okay. So the one I thought of was wet.
Okay.
Don't know where it came from. I would like to make
All
it clear there's
right,
nothing in my
some
room that is
higher.
wet. Ooh, we each get to
Do
pick a
any of
celebrity.
any celebrities that Keith really likes?
Keith is a fan of.
Chad, I don't know if he's told me of any any celebrity crushes he
I know
has.
what you mean. Yeah. He's sort of kind of like a fan of it all type deal.
I know he did tell me once that when he saw me he thirsty over Sarah Air from Hocus Pocus as he said that that was one that he would that he was as all for or all thirsty for.
Ooh, okay. Let's get her name. Let's see here.
All right, Sarah Hocus Pocus
Let's see
is
here.
portrayed by Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, she played her own damn name.
All right.
Let's see another one. Let's do. You know what? In the spirit of the Vacation Series podcast, let's do Chevy Chase.
Okay.
Why not? I don't know where Sarah Jessica.
This
Yeah,
could be
exactly.
really bad, but
I don't know
okay.
where Sarah and Chevy are going, but we'll figure it out later. An animal.
Okay. An animal. Again, let's do Falcon. Hopefully the Falcon doesn't get eaten this time.
By Chevy Chase.
Oh God.
A verb. You know, I just want to say eat.
Okay.
It plays itself. Two nouns. Okay. One for
Oh
each of
man.
us. Person, place, or thing. Let's do. Okay. Again, because I just draw inspiration from like looking around, my noun, I would like to have. Skeleton. And
Okay.
then the next one is all yours.
Right. I also looked around and I outside near me that is also a little bit has to do with Keith is eighth. I chose dice because I know Keith has in the past like year or so started getting a little bit into D&D.
Yes, I want that to happen so bad.
I know he's done like a few like one-off games or something.
Yes. Very
Oh,
exciting for all of us. All
man.
right. Now we have to, oh, we get two parts of the body. Again,
Okay.
apologies. I looked down and saw that there's two.
Okay.
So, how do we want to play out the body parts?
I'm thinking a for this one. Let's just that's let this is our final one night. So let's just go out with a bang. So
Yep, do it.
let's do go naughty on both.
Yep, perfect.
So but
Oh, excellent.
and vagina.
Perfect. It's asking for an adverb, maybe about the butt. Let's do. Oh, adverb. Let's do.
Kicked up.
For a verb, though, I think it could. Well, no, fuck it, leave it in. We play by our own rules. If it
Sure.
doesn't make sense, we'll make it make sense. It's fine. Adjective. Can we do thick, but can we do it with two C's instead of a CK?
Okay, we're gonna do with this Mason.
Oh, yeah, good. Perfect. Excellent. You knew what I was getting at. You picked up what I was throwing down. Okay. Another fucking adverb.
Oh, God.
See, we're good at thinking of things. We're not good at describing things. That's the problem.
Oh,
Adverb. Slowly.
man. Okay.
Why not? I don't know. I don't know. Two adjectives in a row. Three, technically, because we already have the other body part. Oh my
Oh
God.
God.
Again, kind of looking around.
I do think it's quite fitting that the my dream man one is the one that we're going extremely naughty with.
That's the one where, like, this is like the grand finale.
Yes.
Adjective we could do. Let's just do hot.
All right.
Just hot, classic. And then another one. That one's all you.
Party again.
Perfect. Okay. And then left field. Let's just do like entirely calm.
Okay.
Just to like throw it off. And then two more nouns and then
Nouns.
a person in room male, which will be you. Because you are the
Actually, I'm
person
gonna
in
say
room male.
Keith.
Oh yeah, duh. I lost the whole.
Even though he's not not in the room,
He will be when he
as
listens to
Keith is not
this.
included in this.
No, he will be when he listens. Two nouns. All right.
Nouns.
My noun is going to be microphone.
All right.
And then whatever your noun is.
And I'm gonna do tuxedo. How?
Ooh. All right. All right,
Okay.
let's do it. Let's
Let's go
go
mad.
mad.
All right. All
Take it
right.
away. Oh wow.
My dream
Oh
man
wow.
should first of all be I'll be very wooden and wet.
He should have a ooh. Ooh, he should have a physique like Sarah Jessica Parker and a profile like Chevy Chase. And the intelligence of a falcon.
I mean, I think falcons are pretty smart,
That's
so
pretty
it
cool,
makes
actually.
sense.
Yeah, that's good so far.
He must be polite and must always remember to eat my skeleton, to tip his dice, and to take my butt when crossing the road.
My God. He should move caked up, and have a thick about four, eight C's thick voice,
Oh
and should always dress slowly.
God. Okay.
Take your time. You gotta take your time.
All right. I would also like him to be a hot dancer. And when we are alone, he should whisper horny nothings into my vagina and hold my calm microphone.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I know. I know a tuxedo is hard to find. Oh, you're at the end.
In fact, the only one I can think of is
Is
Keith.
Keith.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Wow,
And
wow.
surprisingly, a lot of it made sense. It made a
It did. I
lot,
think this was our
it
best work. I think this was our best work yet.
worked.
Oh my good
Oh my
God.
God.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I
All right.
love
So,
it.
all right. So, oh, that is all we have planned for this episode. And as I mentioned at the beginning, and keep listening after my outro,
I'm
because I
so
have some
excited.
friends and who sent in some clips for Keith.
I don't even get to hear them. I have to wait. I'm very excited. That's gonna be
So,
great.
is there any final things you'd like to say before I end off this episode?
This was so fun. This was awesome. I'm very glad that you reached out and wanted to do this with me. I love doing things like this. I will always be like willing and ready. Keith, you know I love you. Katie, you're not listening, but if you are, you know I love you. I'm personally very happy to have been honored to have, been there on your beautiful, wonderful, special day. I'm happy to have been able to share it with you, John. Maybe one day in real life it'll happen, who knows? But for now, I think I say this all the time with certain things like this. I'm always just very thankful for the internet. It's a very cool place. And it allows a lot of things to happen that like just never could, friendships and memories and things like that. A lot of mine and Keith's friendship is very internet focused, with the videos and the internet.
As you know, I meant I met Keith Eth on the internet at we at we started bonding. I also met my girlfriend and on the internet.
Yeah.
So yeah, internet is definitely a pretty big thing for me.
The internet's a cool place. Yeah. This isn't about Keith at all, because guess what, Keith? It's not always about you. He'll laugh at that. I met my best friends on the internet through Discord a few years ago. They live just a few hours away from me, and I get to see them, every couple months. Yeah, the internet is a very cool place. But yeah, I hope you enjoy this, Keith. An entire episode about you. What a treat. But yeah, thank you always for having me on. I am always jazzed to do stuff like this. And if you ever want me to come back, let me know.
I'll definitely try to get you back on for another thing down the
Amazing.
line. You
Oh,
are a fantastic guest,
thank you.
and thank you again for coming on this time. I am. You were the perfect person to be able to help me with celebrating Keith,
Well,
who
thank
is
you.
not dead.
No, 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 no. Keith is not dead. Keith is just Keith is Keith, and we love him. Yeah, no, Keith is not dead. This is not a memorial podcast. I'd like to think we might be a little upset, but no, this is just a really awesome and really cool gift. And something special for our buddy getting married, doing the damn thing, getting married.
Oh yeah. And Keith, congratulations on the wedding, Aang, and also, though I don't think you'll probably be listening to this, Katie as well. Congratulations on the wedding.
Always.
You guys, even though I don't know Katie very well, from what little I've seen, you two are perfect together, and I couldn't be happier for you guys. I hope you enjoy listening to this. And everyone else as well. Thank you for listening. If you like this gamma analysis, please give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and a 5-star rating on Spotify. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the episodes. Please let me know. And if you'd like to listen to more from me, please subscribe. Many more gamma analysis from me coming, so keep on the lookout. This again is your host, Smash Trivia John, signing off.
Hey guys, it's a special day for Keith.
Woo! Yeah. Keith's getting married.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
This is to Keith.
Well, no, I was talking to you guys.
Oh, okay. I was like, this ain't the podcast, Brandon.
Oh, sorry. Keith, hey, how are you? Sorry, I was talking to Clinton and Emmy. Butt out of my conversation, please. Thanks. Appreciate it.
This is a taco burrito nacho conversation.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. So ABC commerce. Wow, I fucked that up. Wait,
you did. You can ABC these nuts.
Oh no. Here we go. All right. Hey Keith, the Avengers here. We're here to congratulate you, man. We heard it's a special day.
Happy birthday, buddy.
No, no, Clinton. It's wedding.
Oh.
It's his wedding.
Oh, oh.
Okay. Okay. Let's re-record this so we don't have
it's that. The birthday of his wedding.
Hold on. All right.
Gotcha. Happy anniversary.
We'll cut this out. We won't send this to John.
Happy New Year.
Guys, we're going to cut this out. We're not going to send it to John. Yeah. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Happy anniversary.
Happy New Year.
No, it's not a anniversary. God bless. All right. Anyway, Keith, hey, happy wedding to you. Do people say happy wedding? Is that a thing?
Nope, they don't.
I
congratulations.
Think you just did. I do think that is a thing.
Happy no, it's wedding. Not.
Maybe in your head.
All right.
I don't think people say that, especially in Canada. They're smarter than us. And that already sounds dumb to me. Congratulations, Keith.
Congratulations, Keith and Katie. Thank you.
And Katie, yeah.
Thank you.
You guys found each other's persons.
Oh, yeah.
And each other.
I'm sorry. You're marrying Katie. Yes. That it takes two to get married, doesn't it?
It usually
does. I think.
Does.
Yeah, yeah. Katie, I don't know you, but you have an amazing fella. And I'm sure you're an amazing gal.
Mm-hmm. Together.
So cheers. You're amazing fella and gal.
You know what? Not even
a
about
foul,
not even
if you will.
Not even the wedding. Just congrats on being two good people. Like really.
Yeah,
well
yeah.
done. Well done. No.
With three adorable cats.
Oh my and gosh.
If either of you don't want to get married though, now's your chance to back out.
That's a really good point, Clinton.
And
I feel like
and
this
not
is
just
coming out
because
after.
You don't want to be the person, be with the person, but fuck the patriarchy. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, for real.
Yeah. I'm patriarchy as well. I'm married, so don't let them influence
well, yeah,
you too much.
You're a dude.
I'm a straight white man. So guys, honestly, Keith, Katie, congratulations on your wedding day. We're super, super happy for you. Keith, you've been there for us in crunch time, in a pinch. You've also just been a great friend that we've made through this podcast. And we are also appreciative of you. Katie, hey, like Clinton says, you got a great fella, and we wish you and Keith nothing but years and years of happiness. We're just thrilled for you guys, and if you ever need anything from three folks in Tennessee, you know where to give us a call, because we're right here.
Oh.
We love you guys. Congrats.
Yeah, exactly what Brandon said. Just ditto, and yeah, wishing you nothing but love and happiness for the rest of your lives. May they be long and wonderful.
Mm. That's what they called me in high school, long and wonderful.
Yeah, they did right. not. I can tell you guys, they did not.
They called him long because he was a fucking string bean. No, seriously, guys, congratulations. I love this community, and I love that I've gotten to meet Keith. And I'm sure, Katie, you're an amazing lady, and I can't express enough how happy I am for you guys. And yeah, wishing you guys the best in your marriage. And I hope you have an amazing wedding day and an amazing honeymoon.
Oh, ew.
Make some memories, guys.
Make some memories. Take pictures, videos even.
Oh my gosh. I was just about to say that you guys are so much better at like the sincere mushy stuff, but then
and
you
Keith's
ruined
good
it.
At editing.
Oh, well, I'm not editing any of this. So, hey, guys, I want to go back to that happy wedding. All right, since it's now a thing, we've made it a thing. Should we sing?
The happy wedding song?
No, we should
yes, I think so.
The glorious happy wedding song.
Is it 1, 2, 3, go?
Yes, and you have to do it faster. It sounds like shit.
All right.
What, 1, 2, 3, go? Or the song?
Yeah, I mean, you need to elaborate.
Oh, no, the song. Sorry, brain fart.
1, 2, 3, go.
Happy wedding
to you.
Happy wedding
to
you.
Happy wedding,
Keith and Katie.
Keith and Katie.
Yes.
Happy wedding to you.
And no more.
We don't want many more weddings. Well, I mean, renew vows.
You can renew vows and have parties.
And use toys on your honeymoon.
Wow. No. Well, I have an Optimus Prime if you guys would like to play with it. It's Legos.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Those are definitely the toys I meant.
Yes. Thank you. Congrats, guys.
Congrats.
Woo. Clink. Cheers. Clink.
Hey, Keith. It's Whitney. I just wanted to let you know that I'm so happy that I've gotten to know you over the past few months, and I'm so excited for you and your partner and your big day. I know that it's going to be fantastic because you are just a fantastic human being, and I think the world is better with you in it, and I'm so happy to know you. And a quick little joke for you to remember me by. What do you get when Iron Man takes off his suit? Stark naked. Congratulations, Keith. We love you.
This is Derek, Keith's best friend in the whole wide world. I am basically the honorary best man at the wedding. And actually, you know what? Let's just say it. The whole day is about me. But Keith, Katie, I wish you nothing but the best. I hope that you both have a very long and happy life together. And I hope it's full of nothing but joyfulness and merriment and pleasure and satisfaction and cheerfulness and euphoria and elation and delectation and jousins, juicins. Yes, I am reading a thesaurus, and I hope you have all of these words, and most of which I cannot pronounce. So anyway, Katie, you got a great man here. I haven't known him for a long time, but Keith is just an amazing person, and you got a good one there, so hold on to him. And again, this is Derek, Keith's best friend in the whole world.